This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Listen, I think this is the best Yankee team since 2009, so...
And they've said that too. Well, Boone says it since he's been here.
Yeah, he did say that, and even said going into Toronto, hey, we're good, we could play. So, you know, he knows it, he knows what he has
and
here.
And you're going back to 09.
I'm going back to 09, just in terms of depth, in terms of bench, in terms of starters. Like, I think this Yankee team, and I didn't really think this all year, you know that, but some of the upgrades they made during the season, I said, okay... And then I took a look around the rest of baseball. I'm like, I think that this team could make a run, and maybe on some level should make a run. So here's the thing. If the Yankees lose tonight, Boone is going to get destroyed. I mean, there's no way around it. He's going to get absolutely crushed. And if Aaron Judge doesn't put one in the seats, despite hitting 440, Judge is going to get crushed, and rightfully so. And I won't absolve Boone, and I won't absolve Judge, but you got a $200 million pitcher who got absolutely rocked the other day. You've got a bullpen that's been awful. You've got basically nobody hitting 50 strikeouts, Sal. 50. And as we've seen all of these strikeouts, that's the end result. But think about the meek approach, flailing at splitters, non-competitive at bats, jumpy. Like, Boone will get hit. Judge will get hit. This is a team thing. This really is a team thing. So to me... If the Yankees lose tonight, which I don't think they will, by the way. I think the Yankees come out and hit the ball tonight, and I think Rodon's good enough for the Yankees to win and get to game four, and then we'll evaluate that if we get there. But if the Yankees lose, it's embarrassing for sure, and something's going to have to happen. But I don't think it's all Boone's fault.
I don't think
it's all Judge's fault.
I don't think it's the manager's fault. However, if they are saying, and the manager himself said, we have the best team since I've been here... And the Yankees are favored going to the series. What's the argument that everybody always makes in the case of Aaron Boone? Well, he hasn't lost a series that he's supposed to win.
Yeah, I've said that a lot. I said that to Alex yesterday.
So this was a series that they were supposed to win. Whether they lost the division or not, whether they have home field or not, it doesn't matter. They were supposed to win this. Higher payroll than the Blue Jays. Blue Jays talked a lot of smack. Yankees got better as the season went on. Changed some things here. Now, some people could say Toronto was better. I did not think the Blue Jays were better. I never bought into the Blue Jays. I thought the Yankees would beat them in three or four games. Clearly, I was wrong about that. I still have belief the Yankees are at the very least getting this back to a game five. However, in the hypothetical or the realistic situation that the Yankees lose tonight, I don't think it's Boone's fault, but I think all bets are off. This would be a series that was tremendously disappointing. And if Boone, the manager himself, says that this is the best team he has to work with, they can't get swept in the DS. It just can't happen.
Well, it shouldn't happen. It could happen. It shouldn't happen. Now, here's the thing. So there's two ways to evaluate this. As we are right now, I'm almost like, what would we do if we own the team? How would we react? And, you know, the patience that Hal Steinbrenner has shown that has frustrated a lot of Yankee fans. Now, The other thing that could add some salt in the wounds if the Yankees were to get swept. And by the way, even if they win tonight, losing four, it's still not acceptable.
I think a sweep is a little bit.
I hear, like, aesthetically, it's like, yeah. What? You lost three times to this team that's been verbally punking you all year? It would carry a different weight. I know what you mean there. But if you lose, you lose, right? So to me, the way the World Series ended last year, the Dodgers were mocking you. They were mocking your defense. They were mocking your base running. They told the entire world what the scouting report was, and you lost, and you basically proved them right. If they lose to Toronto, whether it's broadcasters or certain players or everybody jumping in, you know, piling on the Yankees, they're not that good, they don't do this well, they can't do that, that would now be 2 years in a row where not only do you lose, but now you're getting like, again, they're just punking you publicly, and Hal has proven to be incredibly patient. You would have to think even Hal would have a threshold for patience there.
Yeah, I mean, that's another part of the conversation. Like, what would they actually do? We know what the fans are going to say. If the Yankees get swept tonight, fans are calling them all saying Boone's got to get fired.
Yes, now, that would be the tone.
And I think that is the wrong thing. Like, it's not on the manager. We've talked about that. But at this point, if they did get swept, I couldn't really fight it off that much because I would be of the belief, well, something's got to change because the manager himself said the team was better than they were a year ago. And yet, they played with fire with Boston. They didn't win the division, so that's a black mark against them. They played with fire against Boston and beat them in the three games. And then, in this hypothetical, would have gotten swept by Toronto. I could understand why somebody would say, well, something needs to change and call for the manager. I don't believe that it should be the manager. But if you're do I really trust that the Yankees themselves, the hierarchy? I know Cashman wouldn't want to fire Aaron Boone. But would the hierarchy not say, hey, something's got to change here? This can't happen. We're the Yankees. We can't be getting punked by the Blue Jays, not to mention the lopsided scores, the lopsided games in the first couple of games here.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more on the line than just the series in tonight's game for the Yankees.
Well, listen, again, I don't deny it. Whether or not something's going to happen, that's a different aspect of the conversation. And Boone's a part of it, and so is Aaron Judge. I mean, next opening day, Aaron Judge is going to be 34. You know, and there's not a lot of, there's really no evidence, Sal, for a superstar of that size and those dimensions, that proportion physically, to have an incredibly long career. Not that he can't. Richie Sexton was tall, and a few, Winfield was 6'6", but and Sexton wasn't on Winfield's page, obviously, but there's very few big players that play into their late 30s, early 40s, unless you're juiced up. You know what I mean? And you're artificially enhanced here. So, looking at Aaron Judge's, well, I don't know what remains of his prime. I don't know. I mean, listen, he could come back, God forbid, and unleash a throw in spring training, and he could be on the operating table because that UCL, even though his velocity was up from right field the other day, cranked one up to 90, which he has not been there in a while. You don't know what's going to happen with the elbow. You don't know. There's a million unknowns here. And even if the Yankees win tonight, right, think about where they are tomorrow. They're putting their season, they're putting legacies, they're putting reputations. They are putting so much on the line in the hands of a kid who wasn't even on the opening day roster. So you can make the case right there, say, even that doesn't feel right. Why are the Yankees at that point when you got a payroll that's the top three in baseball? I don't know. I just think that there's most Yankee teams I look at, I say, not it, not it, not it, not it. Doesn't mean I'm not frustrated when they don't win. This team is different. I think this, or they should be different. And I think thus far they've proven to be resilient. I think we get more of that tonight. But if they lose, and particularly if they lose tonight, and it is ugly, and they get knocked around, it could be very bloody around the Yankees.
To me, Boone's job, I was going to say legacy, but obviously it's not about his legacy. I think Boone's job could be on the line tonight. That, to me, is what's more on the line than the actual series itself. Obviously, if the Yanks lose, they go home, that's it. I do think Boone's job could be on the line tonight. As for Judge, to me, that's about the series. If they lose this series, the Yankees, no matter how, five games, I don't care, 3, 4, 5, if they lose this series, it's going to be another year with what everybody thought was a better team, and Plan B and this and that was the best team that at least Boone's had since 2018. The only other year with Judge was 2017, where they went to Game 7 of the ALCS against the cheating Astros. And Judge will be, to your point, 34 next year. He was having a monster year. There was reason to believe that he would get the job done. Like, they haven't even really faced like, it's not like they're facing Scooble yet in two or three times. They face Crochet one day, mm-hmm. and that's it. I mean, the other guys are, you know.
A couple kids, really.
Savage was great, but come on now. Gossman, like, these, and they're getting Judge out in ways where, yeah, Judge is hitting base hits and singles. All of a sudden, Aaron Judge has turned into Wee Willie Keeler. I mean, that's not what the Yankees want. This guy's supposed to hit some home runs here.
About that name.
So, he's a singles hitter. That's what Judge has done. And then in the big spot, Judge is doing something that he doesn't do normally, expand his zone and chase. So, to me, his legacy is on the line in this series. So, yeah, that factors in tonight if they lose as well. But tonight, specifically about Boone, I think if they win tonight and don't have the optics of a sweep, then maybe Boone a little bit safer than if they get swept. No matter what, if they don't beat the Blue Jays, I do think it's going to be a bullseye on Judge again, who will have failed in the postseason. Again, you know, going to be a year older. Like, at some point, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 30. How many years are we going to see this?
Well, listen, Sal, this is the reality of coaching here. This is the reality of being a star player in New York. It's not always fair, but this is it. I mean, you think life's been fair to Patrick Ewing? Not necessarily. You know, think about the contrast. Mark Messier was here half the time of Patrick Ewing. Think about the sweat equity and what Ewing did for the Knicks on a year-to-year basis versus Messier, who ultimately won with the guarantee of the hat trick against the Devils. One is revered. One is obviously loved in Patrick, but there's always the but. There's always the asterisk. There's always the, he didn't quite come through. He missed the finger roll. Akeem outplayed him, which he did. It's not always fair. But I would then ask you, but I also understand the rules because I'm from here and this is what happens with every star and every coach and every manager. But outside of put Boone aside and put Judge aside for one moment, who on the Yankees besides Schlittler has and Bednar has truly done their job this postseason? Who? I mean, Freed.
Volpe hasn't been, you know, Volpe's been better than he was in the regular season.
No question. He's been one of their better players. Struck out, what, four times the other day? He's been pretty good.
I'm just trying to think of guys who at least have been. You know,
Jazz is hitting $180. Grisham's hitting $150. Yeah. I mean, Goldschmidt never plays what Bellinger. He does. By the way, I'd play Goldschmidt tonight. McMahon's not hitting. Rice is not hitting. Wells is not hitting. Grisham's not hitting. Yeah. Stanton looks atrocious. The middle relief's been a circus mess. So, again, I'm not saying that the pressure on Boone shouldn't be there and that it shouldn't be real. It should be. You don't get lifetime contracts. I'm not saying that it should be Teflon Judge. If you don't produce, even though he is hitting 440 with a big bomb like Vlad, you're going to get knocked. Well, I guess what I'm really saying is, though, kind of what Alex said, it's a team sport. Nobody wants to hear it, but really, Sal, as a team, the Yankees are not playing well enough.
And even with all that being said and what's on the line tonight, more than just the series, the legacies, whether it's Boone's job, whether it's Judge's legacy, I still, at my core, feel confident in the Yankees, where a lot of people are writing the obituary already for the Yanks. I'm not there yet. I don't buy it. The Blue Jays will really show me something if they do what they did at Yankee Stadium. Doing it in Toronto in that environment, the scores got out of hand because of the way the pitching went, so I'm not even worried about the scores necessarily. But that power display, the contact, they played downhill against the Yankees. If they could do that tonight, that would show me something, and maybe that's going to win them the series, but I would be surprised if that's the case. And on the flip side of that, if the Yankees' offense does not get going tonight, that to me is a tremendously disappointing showing in the postseason, not just this series. The three games against the Red Sox, they didn't hit. Nope. They won a series without having to hit with power. They didn't hit, and the first two games, they have not hit. So the Yankees' offense, I would expect to wake up, and I don't think the Blue Jays are going to be playing at the same level that they did in the first two games.
What the hell are we waiting for? I mean, it's the second series. The offense has done nothing. Like, even if the Yankees win tonight 3-1, and I don't think, I do trust Rodon tonight to give the Yankees a chance to win. He's not going to be Schlittler. I'm not even sure that he's going to be freed from game one against Crochet. I believe you get 5 1/3, sprinkle a couple of the runs, couple of the walks. He's good, not great.
They're going to have to hit, though, right?
Exactly. I mean, they struck out 50 freaking times in five games with 10 walks. So people got to start waking up, start doing their job. And even if they win 3-1, like I was starting to say, I'm still, I'll feel good about Schlittler tomorrow night. But that would then be six games without the offense. The offense needs to wake up and start earning their money.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey, starting us off. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Sal? How you been, dude?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. BT, what's up, man?
Larry, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Listen, absolutely, in your 100%, would you say, I mean, I know it's probably a stupid question, but do you think Boone gets the axe if they lose 12-4 tonight?
I think most franchises, they probably would. I don't think that the Yankees do?
Yeah, it's not a stupid question, Larry. Obviously, we've we've been talking about this to start. I don't know if the score itself matters, and thank you for the call. I mean, 12-4 would be a lot worse than losing against 2-1, but either way, a loss is a loss, and a sweep is a sweep. So I think it would be a legitimate conversation. Now, again, I don't know. I'm saying I think because I don't know from actual reporting or anything like that.
Yep.
But I would believe that going into this postseason, nobody had any thought about Aaron Boone being on any kind of hot seat whatsoever. The fact that they were down 1-0 to the Red Sox maybe brought a little alert like, hey, if we lost to the Red Sox here, that's a problem. Then they beat the Red Sox. Okay, no problem with Boone anymore. Then they get plastered in the two games in Toronto and on the verge of getting swept. If they were to get swept, I do think it's at the very least a conversation that Hal and some of the Yankee hierarchy, not named Brian Cashman, would at least throw out there and discuss.
I think that that's fair. Do you think that they've ever had that discussion before, like on a real serious level?
I bet that it has come up, but I don't think it ever really got serious. I'm sure it's come up and like, hey, can we maybe change this and be better off for it? But if the manager himself says, like, this is different than Carlos Mendoza and the Mets. If the manager himself tells you, which he has, this is the best team I've had to work with, and they get bounced in the second round.
Yeah.
It's an underachievement.
It's a big underachievement.
Correct.
Yeah.
It would be the first, by his own admission, it would be the first time that an Aaron Boone team has really underachieved in reality, right? Like you can say, well, they got beat badly, you know, in 18, whatever you want to say.
The wild card against the Red Sox, Cole got rocked, whatever.
It happened. Mm-hmm. This would be the first time where he believed that they had the best team since he's been here. 2018, that's a long time.
I know.
And they get bounced in this hypothetical. If they lose tonight, it's not hypothetical. It's reality getting swept. Then yeah, I think it has to come into question.
It would really, I got to be totally honest with you here, it would really take away my greatest weapon of defense for Aaron Boone. Because when I said this to Alex Rodriguez yesterday. By the way, if you guys missed the chat with A-Rod, obviously free Odyssey app. Go check it out if you want to see the other component, WFA and YouTube. To me, I've looked at his tenure here, and you know, I've gone on some rants where I'm not going to just recreate a rant for the sake of doing it, but think about the left fielders he's had. Think about the first basemen. Think about the 3, 4, 5 third basemen. Think about the 5 center fielders. Think about the multiple closers. Think about everything that he's had. And ask yourself, did he have more than Joe Torre? Did he have more than Joe? The answer is no. Did he have more than Girardi? Did he have an A-Rod? Well, you know, Judge is the A-Rod, but then did he have a Jeter? Did he have a Posada? Did he have a Teixeira, switch hitting, leaf fielding first base? But did he have Mo? The answer is no. So when you're fair to Aaron Boone and you put bias or anger aside, I think the clarity that I come, like the conclusion that I come to is he's never lost a series he was supposed to win. This would change that.
Bob is calling from Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Bobby.
Sal, you're insane to say that Boone's job is on the line. Last year, only 2 teams went to the World Series. 28 teams went home. He got them to the World Series. This year, he's in the second round, and he's not up there swinging the bat at home plate. How could you say his job is on the line?
Well, no, I said it would come into question. I think that fans would be calling for it. I'm saying I wouldn't blame the manager, but I do think if they get swept in a series where the manager himself said that they have the best team since he's been here, I think it's a fair question for people to bring up.
As Mike Francesa used to say, until you lose at home, and if you hold serve, you're still in the series. Yeah. So that's all. That's all Yankee fans.
Yeah, we said the same thing yesterday, Bob. It's not over. It's not over yet. And where you been, by the way?
I never heard Mike say that.
He's famous for saying that. You got to hold serve at home.
Series doesn't start until a road team wins a game. The problem is if a road team wins the game, the series is over.
Yeah, I prefer a 7-game series to kind of test that theory a little bit. Not 5.
Bob used to be a regular on the overnights, I'm pretty sure, because I remember that voice. And
Bobby.
He's a big Yankee fan. Yeah, he would.
Well, I mean, listen. Okay, I get it. So what Bob says there is, and this is the one thing that I would push back to Bob. He said, Boone's not swinging the bat. I agree. That's why I pointed out who's playing well. It's funny. Judge is getting all the heat. He's hitting 440. Everybody else is hitting .170 with a bunch of whiffs. So, again, he needs to put on the power display.
Well, really
no doubt.
That one big spot where he came up with a chance to change everything.
Yeah, with the striking out. And it was such a feeble swing.
Yeah.
It was a ball by him. But then Vlad hits one top tank.
Yeah, exactly.
So it made it look worse. But if that's the case, then no manager or coach should get fired. I mean, Aaron Glenn's not missing tackles, but Aaron Glenn's 0-5. I'm not saying he's going to get fired, but you know what I mean. Dable is not jumping off sides or committing holding penalties, but this team's not good. So you look at Dable.
Bottom line, we don't believe that this is Aaron Boone's fault if they were to lose. However, you're exactly right. managers and coaches get fired when their team underperforms or underachieves. This, getting swept by the Blue Jays would be a significant underachievement. By Aaron Boone would come on with us and tell us that himself.
Yep.
He said it. This is the best team he's had to work with. Can't get punked by the Blue Jays like that. Win again. Like, I wouldn't be saying that after four games, depending on how it looks, you know, what the score would be. But if they get swept, I think everything should be open for discussion. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think the Blue Jays are a bad matchup for Rodon. I could see 5 innings, 3-4 runs, something like that. I would expect that Rodon's going to get hit. I don't think he's shutting the Blue Jays down. Now, maybe he can prove me wrong, go out there and dominate. Love to see it. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he has it in him against this particular team. So, therefore, I do think that it's going to come down to the Yankee bats. Like, if they don't hit, they are going home. They have to mash this Blue Jay team, whether it's Bieber, whether it's the bullpen. If they don't mash at the stadium tonight, BT, the Yankees are going home.
Probably. I think Rodon gives him a chance to win. That's what I think. I've said that, obviously. But a chance to win doesn't mean he's going to be Schlittler from the other night or, you know, the Toronto kid or Crochet in game one against the Red Sox. I just think, you know, middle frames, 5 1/3, 5 2/3, couple of runs, couple of walks, couple of whiffs, higher pitch count. And then you're right. The onus is on the Yankee bats here. And it's not one or two games. Now, it's also not 20 here, but the small sample, 5 games, the strikeout to walk ratio is deplorably bad. And I think we're going to get a different lineup here tonight from Boone. I do. I think Rice or Wells is sitting. I think Ben Rice is going to sit. I'm going to make the call now.
No way.
I'm not saying that I would do that.
Yeah, against Bieber?
Well, he's a reverse split guy here. I think Goldschmidt's going to play first base tonight. I really do. And then you've got a decision. Are you going to go Wells or Rice behind the plate? I prefer Rice's stick, even though it doesn't look great now, but I love Wells' defense compared to Rice. I think Rice catches. I think Goldie plays first.
Yeah, I would still ride it out. I'm not sitting Ben Rice. If my theory was I have to have Ben Rice in the lineup because I believe they're second offensive player, I'm not going to let a couple of games change my mind on that, especially against the righty. I don't care what his splits are. Ben Rice has to be in there at home, and I'd go Austin Wells as well. Now, I worry about the defense a little bit, but that hasn't been a major issue for the Yankees here. Look, bottom line is, Grisham, how many home runs he hit? 34 home runs?
Yep.
Oh, it'd be nice if he did something in the postseason.
It's been awful.
It's such a small sample size, but hey, that's
been terrible.
That's what the playoffs are.
Yeah.
And I worry about Rodon, like specifically Rodon against righties. He's susceptible even at Yankee Stadium. And then you look at the Blue Jays and all the righties that they have, specifically Vlad, like that could be a problem there. So yeah, Yanks bats, whatever the lineup is tonight, and I would be surprised if they did that. That's the only change that you would make. You'd have Rice out.
I'm not even saying that I would do it. I really wouldn't. I want Ben Rice's bat in there. I just have a few, because think about this. Goldschmidt has not been called upon much, but every time he gets up, he's getting a base hit to right field. Yeah.
He's only really good against lefties.
No, but that's why I bring up Bieber being a reverse split guy. Now, it's a smaller sample this year. Bieber's given up some home runs. He's not. Now, if this was Bieber a couple of years ago, it's probably body bag time. Yanks are probably losing. They should hit him tonight. I think this is one of the things where it's a little numbers-oriented, a little gut-oriented. I do think Goldschmidt's playing tonight.
BT and Sal on the fan. John calling from the Bronx. What's up, John?
Johnny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm with you guys on everything you've said so far. I want to go back to earlier in the season when we were having our defensive troubles, and BT kept saying, this is an organizational issue. This is an organizational issue from AAA, AA, whatever.
Yep.
But the biggest issue, in my opinion, is the Yankees lost their swagger. No one is afraid of the Yankees. They're openly talking smack about us. Last week I called and I said, this is the road to redemption. Boy, have we hit a pothole. Listen, from the organization, from Hal, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, but it begins with the players. Where is the Strawberry? Where is the CeCe Sabathia? Where's the Roger Clemens? Who's going to step up? We need dogs. We don't need to see Big Poppy on Fox News saying, we do need A-Rod to come back. We do need Jeter.
Well, got Judge. I mean, Judge is as dog as there is.
Quiet. Oh, come on, Sal.
He's not quiet. Aaron Judge? What, are you kidding me? He's one of the great leaders in the sport.
I don't know. I don't see the fire. He's a laid-back SoCal guy. I love Aaron Judge. He is the best player. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for all of them. I want him to be known as a clutch playoff, big-time, big-stage hitter, Sal. But you don't see the fire.
I don't think that's fair.
When you have Luke Weaver blaming his,
what do you want Judge to do? Grab him? Throw him in the locker?
Hit or a walk with bases loaded, Sal. I don't want him striking out.
No, John, the results. I'm not arguing the results with you. We agree there, and thank you for the call. Arguing is you said the Yankees need a leader type. They need that. No, they have that. With Aaron Judge, that's not what they need. They need to hit. I would argue the structure of the ball club. I've never liked it. I said that consistently. Now, I still thought that they were better than the Blue Jays, but I never liked the way the Yankees are constructed. We even talked about how you put together a lineup in the postseason. It shouldn't be, well, we have to put Rice in there, but then we're worried about his defense. And, we got to play Giancarlo, but he can't do anything else. Like, there is a flaw with the roster construction to me that I just don't like. However, criticizing their leadership or their fight or dog in them, that to me is the wrong way to go.
I agree with you. I mean, the construction's been an issue for years. We've been screaming about this, and that's a Cashman thing. That will not be solved tonight. It was addressed, and it was made better with some moves here, like Caballero, some others. But
hey, McMahon.
Ryan McMahon stabilized third base, which has obviously helped out Volpe at shortstop. Volpe's been fairly elite catching the baseball since McMahon came over after an incredibly odd month of not being able to catch or throw. But the criticism there from John, it's got to be on the results, not the approach. That's missing the mark there. Not everybody is going to fire a helmet like Paul O'Neill or, charge the mound like Darryl as a Met or a Yankee. Everybody's wired differently. But if you don't think that Judge is intensely competitive and fierce in his own understated way, then we've been watching a different Aaron Judge. And everybody respects him, and everybody responds to him. So I think that that's unfair.
I think with Judge and Giancarlo in particular, they have excellent leadership within the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Those two guys, veterans, handle New York well.
Goldschmidt, too.
Yeah.
I think
Goldie,
they respect him.
Nice veteran. Yeah. I wouldn't look at that as an issue. Al is calling from Keyport. What's up, Al?
What's happening? Aaron Boone, if he wasn't there, that place would be a mess. They should never fire him. But anyway, I call, when you got a bunch of 230 hitters and under the pressure in New York, it's impossible. Like, the pressure in New York does it. It does it to all the great players. Not all of them, but You know what I'm saying? It's just the pressure in New York is unbelievable.
Well, who's it done it to? Al, let me ask a question. So put Judge aside. What you said, great players, it does it to, and I know that you don't mean all of them, but what
not
great, I know you don't, so that's why I'm asking. What great players do you think were, great players, not average players, great players that were truly adversely impacted by the size of the October Yankee stage? Who?
Well, Dave Winfield was that one
that's
time.
That's good call.
I can't remember them all.
But there's not many. That was also 1981.
No. They should all be like Bernie Williams.
There you go. I'll agree with you on that.
Those are guys who were very good players. There've been a lot of very good players, Alan.
Thanks,
thank you for the call, that have gotten better in the postseason, and that's why we love those guys more so than anybody else. Guys that raised their game in the postseason, those are memorable things. I mean, A-Rod until 2009 was an issue.
Yep.
Obviously, that was a well-documented issue. And the difference is, when a guy like A-Rod or Aaron Judge, they set such an incredibly high standard in the regular season. Bonds, throw him in there as well. They set such an incredibly high standard of performance in the regular season that when they don't succeed in a short playoff series, it's magnified times a million, because it's like, well, how come you hit 62 home runs in the regular season and you hit singles at best in the postseason? Like, that can't happen repeatedly. I do think there's an element to pressure there, but they have such lofty standards to live up to, it's near impossible to do so.
Agreed again. Listen, a couple things here. So, Tino Martinez got off to a rough start, and then he hit the clutch granny. Remember that? Against the Padres?
Yeah.
Tino did not hit well out of the chute. It took him a little bit to get. I'm talking about in the postseason. That's number one. One of the callers before used the word swagger. You know, Yanks don't have enough swagger. Well, why? Like, teams aren't going to be afraid of you if you don't win. The reason why the Yankees had swag back in the day is, number one, they would take your soul, all right? They would destroy you on the field, and then they had a couple of guys who were willing to throw hands. I mean, honestly, I'm not saying that this should come down to a fight. I don't mean that at all. But, like, they just had a few. You had Darryl, you had Graham Lloyd, you had Jeff Nelson, you had Jorge, you had guys
but
who were ready to scrap.
Changed.
No,
like,
I know, but he's also referencing some of those former teams. So the sport has changed, but there is nobody that's going to step on a field with you and think to themselves, even as the highest level as professionals, man, I don't know if we can beat these guys. Why would anybody think that? The Yankees haven't won since 2009.
But here's the thing, BT. We heard about the Red Sox. Oh, they're dangerous. They're not afraid of the Yankees, not intimidated. And then I saw them crap themselves, beating themselves, making mistakes left and right in games two and games three. I still believe, now it's not what it was in the 90s, and it's not the old stadium.
Mm.
I still do believe that in the postseason, that building, that fan base, and that team still has a special feel to it that I need to see the Blue Jays get by before I just say, well, the Yankees don't have that mystique. Nonsense. Let's see Toronto go in there and win one of the next two games. Then I'll concede I was wrong. It's not there. The Blue Jays, I don't believe, are going to do what they did in the first two games in Yankee Stadium. I think it's going to be a different type feel, and we'll be talking about a game five.
Okay, you know what? I hope you're right, obviously. There's always checkpoints to earning your respect here. And Toronto, it's one thing to put up 23 runs in Toronto, but now you got to come here. So it's, but if I'm listening to you and if I'm hearing you properly, it's not so much about this Yankee team, it's more about the venue. Because am I?
No, I still think the thing that to me is most scary about the Yankees, this Yankees team, is their offense. When their offense is clicking, they are elite. They are a nightmare to pitch to, one guy after another. You know what the totals, the numbers, you go over all that, but we watch it with our eyes, you can see it. In particular, in that ballpark with the offense, trying to nail them down, trying to put them away, they are going to be an impossible out for me when I look at a less than Toronto bullpen or a less than Toronto staff, certainly for games three and games four. I don't believe Toronto has enough pitching to overcome the elite Yankee offense with the crowd behind them, with Last Licks, with all that they have to offer with their bats up and down that order.
Here's the bottom line, and then we'll get these calls coming up, obviously, BT and Sal here on The Fan. Number one, you got to hope that Rodon's up to the task. Number two, you got to hope that the Yankees hit. And number three, if the Yankees have a lead, you're going to have to hope that they can get through probably one or maybe two arms that we like, but aren't fully buying into. So, hey, listen, it is going to be a dicey, emotional night, period.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I really do believe this team is just that much better than the Blue Jays, especially at home with their lineup against the secondary pitching. I admit I had no idea about Yesavage. I mean, I didn't know the Blue Jays were holding that card. That's a different bit of a card right there, mowing the Yankees down one after another. Couldn't even sniff them. So, did I think Gosman was going to blank the Yankees? I did not. Did I think Fried was going to get lit up? No, I didn't. I still don't trust the Yankee bullpen. I don't 100% trust their defense, although it's been better. I'm just shocked that the Yankees, through five postseason games, BT, have not hit at all, but I do have legit belief and faith that they are going to get that turned around tonight.
I'm surprised. I'm not shocked that they haven't hit the way we thought that they would. Think about who hits leadoff for this team. Trent Grisham.
Yeah.
Has had a good year. He's had a really fun year.
He's had a great year.
He's had a great year. Who's the real Trent Grisham?
Yeah.
Please stand up. Please stand up. Is it the guy who's batting .180 for a couple of years in San Diego before he got here? Or is it the guy who, you know, even though we only hit .235 this year, with almost 35 home runs? You know, I don't really know the answer. It's probably a little bit in between. And is that good enough for a team that wants to win a World Series? I mean, his quality at bats have been absolutely horrendous.
You know, maybe the
set the tone.
I know. Well, I mean, like
you know,
you said,
he's whiffing. He's missing by miles.
But that's part of the issue with the Yankees overall is that generally in the regular season they bully bad teams, bad pitching with the offense that like every guy's got 30, 20 home runs. Yeah, well, how do they do it? They're not doing it against Garrett Crochet or Yesavage. They're doing it against the underbellies, guys 3, 4, and 5 in the bullpen, in the rotation, all those different things. Maybe the wake-up call should have been what happened in games 2 and 3 against the Red Sox, where, yes, they won, but it still wasn't to the offensive outpouring that I expected. Then that carried over to games 1 and 2 in Toronto. Now we're going to know one way or another definitively, but maybe they're just, again, in the postseason, what they do so well in the regular season, mash people, bludgeon people in the postseason when things get tighter and every pitch counts that much more. Maybe the Yankees' offense isn't as good as it appeared to be in the regular season.
Might not be. I mean, think about this. So Schlittler is one of the memories that we're going to always watch. That's a forever Yankee memory, right? Win or lose tonight, win or lose the series.
Might not
lose
see him again.
Well, don't say that.
It is
the reality. Yeah. I get it. Win or lose anything, including the World Series or losing tonight. I mean, Schlittler gave Yankee fans something that we'll never forget. But don't forget that night early was also matching him for a little bit. You know, not quite to that extent.
Yeah.
But he was pitching his ass off, and he was tying the Yankees up in knots with, you know, with changing speeds and taking stuff off and hitting spots and really pitching and really thinking and really outthinking the Yankees. So I was surprised they didn't hit him. Again, I didn't know much about this kid, Yesavage. I'd be lying if I told you he had a couple of starts. He started high A. What the hell?
He looked as nasty as can be.
One of the filthiest splitties I've ever seen. I mean, it was almost like Bruce Sutter, you know, that level splitter was untouchable.
A-Rod had the best comp yesterday when he said Mike Scott.
He did say Mike Scott.
That reminds me of how it was in 86, where it's like, oh, you got to win this game because you don't want to face Mike Scott looming in game 7
yes.
in the NLCS. And the Yankees have no choice but have Yu Savage looming. Like, they hope to get to game 5 and have Yu Savage looming in that game 5. Otherwise, they're going home.
Now, the one difference, though, with Mike Scott, and again, I'm couple of years older than you, yeah. So I remember watching every pitch of that series, which was one of the greatest postseason series ever at the Astrodome. And you're right, Mets weren't going to sniff him in Game 7, so they had to win Game 6, which they did. He was scuffing the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, splitter aside, which Roger Craig taught him, he was absolutely cheating.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yu Savage looked like he was cheating because the Yankees couldn't get a hit against him. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Middletown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How we doing today, right?
Good.
What's up, Mike?
Awesome. Awesome. Couple things I'm thinking. One, Rodon needs to take a page out of the Roger Clemens book, Pitch Inside. These guys are on their toes, ready to hit, toe tapping, just ripping the ball. Get them back on their heels, pitch a little bit inside, make them a little bit nervous. Two, change their approach. They're just chasing everything down and away, down and away. Be patient. Work the count. BT, I'm like you. I played in college. We used to work the count until no end. Wear the pitcher down. Love to hear you guys' thoughts.
Well, number one, if you did that, then you were better than me in college because they worked the count against me. Yeah. I wasn't doing that. Good call. All right, so listen. The first thing you said, that you want to see Rodon pitch inside, I think that that's so much easier said than done. That is a skill. That is an art. You've got to be comfortable doing it. And, you know, Roger Clemens always talks about that. I think if you ask, and I know what the caller means, it's a very sound philosophy. Back them off and then go soft in a way, and then you should have some success here. But if you're not used to throwing weather, and I don't even just mean up and in, just inside, if that's not part of your natural repertoire, you can become unraveled fast by trying to do something that you really don't do. So I would be careful with that.
I would be more concerned about what the Yankees' bats are going to do. I just don't. It's not that I don't like Rodon. I don't trust him, and I think this is a bad matchup. We talked about this going into this series where, to me, the Blue Jays lineup was far, far more dangerous than the Red Sox lineup. This is going to be a real test, which is why I thought the Yankees would have to mash to win this series, and I expected them to do that because I didn't think Toronto had as good a pitching as Boston. Tonight, I don't see a path. Now, it could happen, could be proven wrong. I don't see a path to where Rodon goes 6 1/3, 6-plus innings, whatever, 7 innings, mm-hmm. and keeps the Blue Jays at bay, 2 or 3 runs to me. Now, that would be a win. If Rodon goes 6 2/3 and keeps the Blue Jays at 2 or 3 runs, that's a win. And there's no excuse why the Yankees shouldn't be able to win that ballgame. I think it's going to be a little higher than, I'm thinking 7-5, something along those lines.
Okay, so, which means the bullpen's got to do their job and all the other things that we talk about here.
That's another part, too, the bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I don't think that he's going to be on the mound in the 7th inning. I think he's going to be better than you, than you think, than Rodon. Talking about Rodon, but I don't think that Rodon is standing in the middle of Yankee Stadium and it's the 7th inning with an out or with 2 or even with none. I don't think he gets quite that far. So I do think it's probably more, you know, a 6-4, 5-4 kind of a game, a little, maybe a clutch, maybe a key home run. Either way, you know, bullpens are going to have influence on this game here. But if this was in Toronto, I have a lot of confidence in Rodon, probably maybe too much and definitely more than most. If this game's in Toronto, I think the Yankee season's over.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different animal up there. And by the way, on that note, it's imperative, the Yankees. I know a lot of people say this, but I really think tonight it plays true. They've got to stop the bleeding and get the momentum back early. If you get a first inning and Rodon goes out there and doesn't put up a zero and gives up a 2 spot, now you're taking a huge element of why I believe in the Yankees out right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Bieber throws a scoreless after that, now you're playing with fire where you're not even getting the momentum off to it. Like, the whole advantage going into tonight is the momentum, is the crowd. Rodon has to put up a zero to start this
game. You know, I want to follow up on that. That's an excellent point. We even though we know the Bronx is not quite the old stadium, but it's still wild, man. When the Yankees are good, it's top shelf. But we don't look at home field like we do, you know, in the NFL. And I don't mean our teams. I mean real NFL teams where you've got 80,000 people, you know, basically forcing teams to jump off sides because you can't hear a snap count. Or even the NHL on a shift, crowd to kill off a penalty. Or the Garden with the Knicks in a big game. Baseball's different. And it works for you. I'm not saying it's not fuel when things are going well. But the opposite of that, and I've said this before, in a big game when you're at home and the bats are quiet, it's almost like this eerie heaviness takes over the stadium, and the players feel that in the batter's box. There's
especially,
no question.
Especially facing elimination, right. Billy is calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Billy?
What up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I know we've been talking a lot about pitching, hitting, fielding, what happens in the playoffs. But quite honestly, analytics with batting, apparently it doesn't work. I mean, these guys are hitting home runs during the season, but when it comes down to playoffs, they're nowhere to be found. How about getting up and putting the bat on the ball? Going old school, Pete Rose, hit the ball where they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Blue Jays do so well. I will tell you this, Billy.
Exactly. What did they do to us? They destroyed us.
Well, for now, through two games and in the regular season, we'll see what happens here. I'll tell you this, and I said this as it pertains to the Mets, and I would do the similar thing with the Yankees. I want to build a team with, I want one star, maybe two, big-time bats, and then I want the rest to be defense, speed,
mm-hmm.
You know, put the bat on the ball, play baseball. That's just how
like I would. Like Bellinger types.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, you need that. The way the Blue Jays, now my issue with even the Guardians who are now out of it, but like you watch their lineup, we have no idea who the hell these guys are. However, they can run the bases well, they put the bat on the ball, and they've got great defense, right? Same thing with Toronto. And Toronto's got the nice balance because they have the star with Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some other players there who could be a threat with the power bats. But just guys who down the line are going to dive and change the game with a play in left field, making a dive and catch. That changes things. Guys like Miles Straw, whatever it may be, whoever they... defense is so imperative. How about last night with Freddie Freeman making a big play with the game on the line, not only making the play at the end of the game to scoop it, but the throw to second base. If that's Pete Alonso, everybody loves Pete Alonso, he's airmailing that ball or throwing it in the dirt or something like that.
I don't know if Ben Rice making that play.
Ben Rice.
Not just Pete.
And it ruins a season, yep. Potentially. It gets overlooked all the time. I am a now, I want the star bat. I think you need it. And I think that's what, like, Cleveland lacks. And some other teams like the Red Sox, maybe they're banged up or whatever. But they lack that star power that both the Mets and Yankees possess. I think it's got to be a better balance, though, for each of the Mets and the Yankees, where it doesn't need to be 20 and 30 home run guys up and down the lineup. Have some ball players that can run, catch, throw, all of those things.
I want to make a case. We'll do this coming up. I want to make a case where if the Yankees, and again, I don't think that they will, but if they go out with a whimper tonight, it to me, it would be the most unacceptable and disappointing offensive performance in their history. I want to bring something to you coming up.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.